Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Space, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Back at the party, Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
riddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics. From this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it ain't for so long. My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it ain't for so long.
That's right.
7 to 4. I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't break their mind. Take a line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. Stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design. I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last. You getting stuck up, I snuck up. All with no master blast, struck up. This conversation, over stash and cash. Up, up, in the way, all day. I be running the hash, pup, up, in the way. Call Ray, it's a turn of fast. Nothing's there, the great show. Lay, to my sermon, the mask. Trust us when I say, pop, lay. Take a moment and fast. Fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. My watch some big plan to keep the brother in the state. I'm spending over the years, I can count that. That's right, another second life of a player like this. Resurrected like Christ. What up, DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a crew sub. Fix man, it ain't nothing nice. Just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie, that's too much. Click. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick. One day at a time, like a snotter. I do this, that blueprint. Ghetto survivor, my new shit. Ghetto music, I'ma get lava like cool quick. KRS-1, S-1-W, true shit. Have a blessed one, I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone, at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true fit. It's to each his own, on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let him hang, keep it cool. I hope I let it be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state. I'm spinning over the years, I need that man. Moving wrong, there's no before I wouldn't live in 20.
Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chair, Fred Hampton Jr. Now, finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path of politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast them with their badges or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state pen. When Richard Milhouse Nixon to Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long-ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt-ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, you're dying by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers get them either putting us under 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or placing us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was damned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kissed the casket so much, you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my pulse just to see if I'm still living. Now, I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party curve with me. For one fourth of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another four for that, in some sense of the words, for lack of better terms, I've been practicing since we got them on the run. Now add all that up, get them together, including last, get them a quarter and four. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to a motherfucking corpse. But goddamn it, here this warning to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. What's in the film needs to be explained. Y'all done heard the words of this song. When it's on, it's on.
My nigga is on.
I hope I let it be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state. I'm spinning over the years, I'm down.
Sisters, that's like for Erica Gardner. You dig? We honor Erica Gardner. Get them it lonely to Erica Gardner. Get them we ride for Erica Gardner. It's called Fear Mall. Shit, we can't breathe. Importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attacks.
See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we know the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then they got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. We the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. We'll be remiss if we negate convention, and we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Okay. Are we ready? We ready? Yes, indeed.
Live and direct, Brother Teddy.
Live and direct. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, y'all better be double-breasted, y'all. We coming on Free Them All Radio, International Radio, y'all. Y'all get locked and loaded for another episode. That's what it is, y'all. We live and direct. We double-breasted, y'all. Free Them All Radio and InternationalRadio.com. 708-223-8953. Also, 929-477-3785. We probably got one of our guests locked and loaded in the airwaves. Let us engage. If y'all can't bear with us, y'all scratch that curve with us. Let us do this revolutionary ritual. Y'all can't take a pause for the cause. Open the front doors and back windows. They ain't always open because the heat is off. I'm not committed. I ain't going to complain about no heat. You know what I'm saying? I this Chicago cold. I catch myself and check myself before I say it. I ain't no complaints. You know, let the record reflect no complaints. I can't take myself a minute ago. I said, who is it? Leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Leave it at that. Y'all know, hey, man, we've been going through it. We're going through it on this website. But that's what it is, y'all. We I need y'all to take a pause for the calls. Again, the windows are not already open. Instagram, tweet, it's in Facebook. Going there. There's some type of problem on Facebook, whatever. But we're going through some old means, some old modes of communication. Old grapevine, you know what I'm saying? Call somebody, you know what I'm saying? Holler at the front window, let them know that we got to know that for this other episode, y'all. That's what it is. We got some new people tuning in with us, y'all. Welcome. Don't let this be our last time, you know what I'm saying? If it is your first time tuning in, do not let, again, I repeat, do not let this be your last time. It's a weekly program hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also Ben Robert Allen, aka The Late Rage. You know what I'm saying? For those who are not familiar, you're going through some health issues, you know what I'm saying? Got a bag like a backpack, turn like a bulletproof vest, you know what I'm saying? So, again, I got cold, so she calls in here and there, but that's cold on the show, you know what I'm saying? But again, y'all tell a friend about this here, you know, we ain't trying to tell the enemy. Let the world know, we need to let know that y'all. We got a few things we'll go back into. Tomorrow, we'll get PSAs up real quick. People's service announcement. Tomorrow, we have enough. Still not Independence Day at the Hampton House. Still not Independence Day. July 4th, you know what I'm saying? When we go back and listen, pull up the speech by Frederick Douglass and send about July 4th, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people, you know what I'm saying, can't get themselves confused Columbus, without, you know, becoming Independence Day, be very clear, you know, so, who is still deprived of independence. Queen Nubia, I see my sister. Hey, John, what up, girl? I see you, man. Hey, congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on the wedding, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's not love for the family, man. Real talk, man. That's what it is, y'all. It's a July 4th, still not Independence Day. They have it out 804 South 17th Avenue. I want to bring, y'all can't bring whatever food, don't make whatever food, water bottles, whatever you got. You're going to be getting a grill. We are still not Independence Day. Still not Independence Day. We're going to be doing that there at the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? I say it too, but y'all know how we, you know, I'll be moving out of time. I think it's black folks time, sharing a bread time. So I say it too. I know we're going to keep them about 4 o'clock, though, 4:35. You got to keep on pushing it further and further. So it's going to be an 804 South 17th Avenue, y'all. Real talk. What else we got? We're looking to call about another 7:30 our time. Ori, the mover, going to be calling in. Update on the case of Eddie Africa. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we've been getting hit back to back. Long-held political prisoners. Jamie Africa, Janet Africa. Mike Africa, Debbie Africa, you know what I'm saying? We took some hits, man. We got shots in the arm, you know, that inspiring, you know what I'm saying? We still, we got Gilbert Africa, still here at Catholic. Ori when we called him with that, the update, you know what I'm saying? We still not satisfied, you know what I'm saying? With France Bernard and said, we will accept the confession and never compromise our presence. These forces have been held captive over 19. I remember the case August 8, 1978, when they were back, when they were attacked in Philadelphia, and they were giving Trump those charges. This is 1978. Ramona Africa, May 13, 1985. Even after that, local or domestic Hiroshima, Agent Orange was dropped also into the community. Her being the only survivor, she did 9 years and she got out, you know what I'm saying? She lived to help as a result of what they've done, you know what I'm saying? State, you know what I'm saying? We should never forget, you know what I'm saying? Frank Rizzo's, Wilson No Good, so on and so forth. We should never forget contributions of the Moon family back then as well as the day. We've been fortunate to have, you know, Mike Africa, so many others come on the show with us. The order we'll call it with us in a minute. Updates on this latest shot in the arm, this inspiration, this long wage protracted struggle. You know what I'm saying? We need these updates. You know what I'm saying? And after the touchdown, and I just, it was powerful that even at the event, Minister Confrontation, who earns that name, who earns that title, Minister Confrontation Pam Africa, was hosting the event, and you had just released Jamie, and Eddie Africa, and just the pain, and I think what Jamie said, you know, it's hard, you know, because they got other forces still held that, you know, it's hard to leave him. And it was something she said about Eddie Africa in particular. She said, extra hard for him with Dale, but she said, they were beaten together. And he was like, well, you know, that bond, there's so many stories a lot of people know about, you know, man, there's the Pam Africa, you know, in courtrooms, the police really kick their teeth in. This Pam Africa, you know what I'm saying? There's the conversation Pam Africa. And you know, in struggle, you've got a bond with, you know, some people, you know what I'm saying? In struggle, I never mentioned before that Field Marshal George Jackson, people that never met face to face, but they were failed apart from each other. And even when you attack them, you know what I'm saying, it's a bond, you know, and struggle, it's a bond in the blood, sweat, and tears, man, you know what I'm saying? And if you didn't see the video, just check that out, you know what I'm saying? And just use it as an inspiration to move forward, man, to release the remaining move, man, for releasing Mamiya Abu-Jamal, for release somebody out of the cold, for releasing your cousin, put your brother down the street, in fact, call Free Them All. We live in that record, y'all making history, taking history, taking history, Miss Long Street in the building. I'm concerned about a few grounds. I see you, my family, but you, my family, I love. Real talk, y'all. You see, love and respect. We talking about Billy Oscar. We talking about still not Independence Day tomorrow. We also get to my man. How you do that, Dale? Come on, man. What a life. Man, young Reed. You know what I'm saying? This young brother, man, you know what I'm saying? This is my nephew, you know what I'm saying? y'all really y'all fight for my age range, you know what I'm saying? Associated with me, but No Limit Records, Young Bleed, I remember what he's doing, that going so forth. Hey, he's still down. Peace called What a Life. I'm honored. And Peace on there, I give it to my nephew. He's gonna be calling in, you know, to put him in place, how you can get that whole track, you know, all the tracks, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You come with them, their music, real talk. And I know that you got telling Lucy in contrast some of the stuff that he hit us with now, these propaganda bombs. You know what I'm saying? This young kid, plus the young cat, man, who I love. And, online with us for a minute. Ori, I need you at, I think, 7:45, I believe. I'm moving so fast, my time's getting mixed up. But Ori, while I see you on there, while you call, I'm going to say this before you call me. Appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? This is Ori, the member of principle, selfless, selflessness, not selfish at all. I mean, phenomenally, a few years ago, it's called it now, but I'm not listening to his resume. He took that event, you know what I'm saying, on the ground, you know what I'm saying. I mean, not just pushing his campaigns of the move, man, other political prisoners, not just pushing the line on social media, on the ground, before social media was a phenomenon, you know what I'm saying. I mean, in the cold, you know what I'm saying, regardless of whether, you know what I'm saying, the streets of Philadelphia, you know, pushing the cases of Mumia Abu-Jamal, whether it's popular or not, you know what I'm saying, when the mainstream media start talking about it, his brother's been on, getting down. So, again, Clint, this salute, you know what I'm saying, Ori, and I'm just, you know, again, I think that's a phenomenal event, you know what I'm saying, in New York, you know, for the people. We got to do it again, because I'm going to say this, even if you repeat it, the revolution is never satisfied. Again, so we got to pull that again and again and again. We got to keep these cases hot and fresh in the minds and hearts of the people, y'all. And again, this, when we have forces like these that intertwine my everyday discussion, appreciate these forces. Again, do not take them for granted. Again, you know, brother, or you've been on the battlefield, man. You're still on the battlefield. So we're going to do the force of your call. And so keep it moving. Just keep on, keep it moving. When you call me building, I'm going to keep building. Dad and Paz, I see you, my sister, what it is, y'all. Making history, taking history. Live in the rest, y'all. Y'all can hit us up at 708-223-895-329, both 773-785. Yeah, press 1. Give me a heads up, comrade. We got Young Bleed. We got my nephew in line, you know. So if we got him online, how we looking? Any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. I'll go check the line of callers. If you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free them all.
I know. Free them all. Y'all. While we call in, we just came back from a phenomenal event, Peoria, Illinois. P-Town, you know what I'm saying? This is by the phrase I see in the building, that's what it is. P-Town, you my brother, it was continue trying to make history, take history, and take history, man. The Defense Captain Mark Clark's birthday just passed. He was honored to represent. He was down there, you know. Now, I think I said before, it was 16 of them. I stand to be corrected. Total 19, including Defense Captain Mark Clark. Defense Captain from the Peoria branch, Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, who also was assassinated with Chairman Fred. So we knew the details about him last week. If Greg Clark, anyone is tuning in, y'all call in, come in with us, you know what I'm saying? Doing some updates, your insight on that event. You know, what they saying in Peoria after that, you know? And the deal is, we really got a strong, you know what I'm saying, distressing impact, you know what I'm saying, of these, not role models, but these real models that have and continue to impact our lives, you know what I'm saying? So again, the long live legacy of the 10th at the Mark Clark. And forgive me. Free them all, Brother Chairman.
We have Brother Young Bleed on the line, Brother Chairman. Free them all.
That's what it is. Right on. Free them all. Young Bleed, hold on 1 second. Young Bleed, we're gonna just get this on my chest real quick. We're gonna bring you on in. This sister was
okay.
Her introduction of Mother Comrade. She told me she was a schoolless virgin. She told me she went to school's virgin take one, and she's a phenomenal lady. Check that footage out, y'all. I'm talking about the memorial. But I'm going to say going in, too. I'm going to tie this on in to my nephew. Just get in with us again. Some of y'all, don't tell y'all age, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might just say, y'all blue, y'all blue, y'all go, okay, yeah, just, you know, man, 504, you know, just, no limit records. And so, you know, just be careful, you don't say how old you is, you know what I'm saying? And some of y'all might think, you know what I'm saying, that's all they did. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember the names, man? Y'all know we had Mia X on the line with us before, a phenomenal interview. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know their name. The oldest fan of all them cats. Y'all remember the young Bleed. And that's my, again, my nephew. And he was okay, what's going on with him now? What are you getting more release? Come on out that new, a lot of times, for my generation, we would say, come on out that new music, you know what I'm saying? They only come up when they come with the new music. You know what I'm saying? Where the support be at? So, I think Young Bleed has called our bluff. We're going to still be calling our bluff or not, y'all. So, again, we got Young Bleed online with us now. Young Bleed, you got a nephew?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's good with you, Unc?
I guess so. Hey, I'm good now. I got my nephew online with me.
Yeah, it's going down. Good to talk to you. You know
yes,
that?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Hey, we talking about with a life, man. We talking about my nephew, Young Bleed. As I said, you know, just for the benefit of those who just might not know, who's not been fortunate to hear something, you know, to the resume or this, some of the products you laid down, what you've been done in that booth. Before you get up, I got to tell this story, man. Like, you got cats who underestimated me in that studio, the piece that you done a while ago. I got to tell that story. For those listeners who get on here now, tell us, give us a background. You know what I'm saying? Who is Young Bleed? You know, bring us on up to today, what we got going on now.
Well, world renowned. I'm the originator, Mr. How You Do That There himself. You know, shouts out to CeeLo Records, Master P and No Limit Records, and of course Priority Records out there in California, man, back in 97, 98. So, you know, that was a beautiful thing, that evolution of the concentration camp into No Limit. You know what I mean? Mr. I Smoke, I Drank, rest in peace to Mr. Magic, you know what I mean? Shouts out to Lil Boosie. So coming out this Southern Soul, you know, bottom of the mountain, Louisiana, born and raised South Baton Rouge, you know what I mean?
So you're right. Yes, indeed. So, what's been going on with you? You know what I'm saying? What we got brewing right now? How can we find it? You know what I'm saying? We ain't go right into something, you know what I'm saying? What inspired you to go in that booth? You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna leave right there. Then I'm gonna go to my next. I'm gonna let you go and get in right there, nephew. So what you got brewing on that pot right now? And you know what I'm saying? And how can we get some of that there? And you know what I'm saying? What inspired you to, you know what I'm saying, hit that booth and hit that studio?
Oh man, you know, I always say God life, you know, God love, man. I was born this way, you know, on my mama, you know, Dr. Sue since the embryo. My mama was a lady that was supposed to, you know, and I hate to say it that way, was supposed to perish in that sense on the day I was born, but she fought for her life and fought to keep me here. She had that important choice to make, to either, you know, keep her life and have another kid, take a chance on another kid, or let a baby be alive. So, you know, she chose me to stay alive and, you know, in a beautiful way. My mother's still here to this day. So, you know, my mother fought as rhyme and my uncle in rhythm. So, you know, I was born this way, you know what I mean? I'm going to leave that disclosed. But, you know, in that time of the hip-hop evolution, I grew right with it. And by the time I was about 9 years old, I figured out that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So, you know, the rest would be history. Over time, I meet a guy like CeeLo, and, of course, eventually Master P. And we'll come out with that phenomenal hit, How You Do That There. But, you know, that's the past into the present. Nowadays, you know, I have a label myself called Trapdoor Entertainment. And I just released a brand new record called What a Life, just released June 28th, Friday, you know, just passed. So, you know, of course, it features, you know what I mean, my uncle, the chairman, Fred up there, you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. We got a hot song on there, and everybody loving that. It's called In This Day and Time. So, you know, what I try to do is gather all the remnants of the past and a lot of knowledge, you know, I get from Unc, you know what I mean, that's in them 60s before, you know what I mean, before the 70s when I'm born. So, what I mean, I got to reach back to that to know where you come from, to know where you're at, to take the game to where it's going. So, you know, for those that's not up on there, you know, tap in to www.trapdoorent.biz, and you can purchase that record and, you know, catch up with my past tour dates, so on and so forth, a book I released in 2011. So, you know, that's the previous. And like you say, you know, it's a whole lot on the in-between. So catch up with me, Facebook fans. You know, go to the Young Bleed Facebook page. For Twitter fans, go to at The Real Young Bleed. And on Instagram, it's The Real Young Bleed. So, yeah, you know, I'm on, you know, all the social media platforms, you know what I mean? But in this underground, you know, making it do what it do, you know what it is.
So you right, run, and if you can run that website guys one more time, how you gonna tell me that we get these latest pieces, y'all? Run it to us one more time.
Okay, it's my label is called Trapdoor Entertainment, so it's on www.trapdoor, no slang words, just spelled out TRAPDOORENT.biz, BIZ. And you know, all my latest and greatest up until what's taking place right now. You know, you can catch up with me there.
Yes, indeed. As we talking, you know, Cass was in on the live right now. Come on, you know, new to the legend, up man, Young Bleed. You know what I'm saying? From somebody, man, Chicago legend, man. He just tapped in right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, you know, hey, man, I know Cass been thirsting for this. This new action, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean yep. You know, we throw on them oldies away either, though. We keep them, but it's good. It's inspiring. You still moving and grooving in that studio, yep. Man. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. We in the process of putting together a studio in the Hampton House right now. I'm gonna get together. I gotta get you in there. And I gotta get this old studio story off my chest for lack of a better term.
Yes, sir.
These youngsters, man. We had this contest one time. Whoever grew up inside had done a piece and in a contest, and they say they get to a track with Young Bleed. So you know these youngsters, man, they done a piece and they end up winning, and they go Young Bleed. So we ride and stuff. So we go over to their studio. So my nephew tell me, come on, Uncle Ad, what if you know we go down, we go to the thing, and so youngsters they tripping like. Man, what are you gonna do with the microphone? So I'm playing along with. I'm playing like I'm doing the Urkel from Family Matters. Yeah. I'm playing like I don't know how to touch the microphone, none of that stuff, you know. And I'm the class joke. And that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hey, I had to get someone the microphone. My nephew had to do what I do on that microphone. They told me, man, come on, you show the whole take back. We had a ball. I feel you youngsters to this day, man. So that's just a record for them youngsters, man. Don't be underestimating us, y'all.
I'm from South Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I grew up on West Garfield Street and throughout the city. But I was telling you this, you know, when we met, you know, years ago in Chicago when I met you for the first time. I'm from the town of H. Rob Brown. H. Rob Brown, mama lived on the street right before my neighborhood. So it go to that heritage. So when you talking rap and Dolomite and all that go long before the 70s and what y'all was doing. So that's inspirational. You know, for a lot of people don't know the history between Yo Pops, rest in peace, and Huey P. Newton, being from Monroe, Louisiana. So, you know, that's lineage to me, man. So that's a given. So it's like, oh, man, you don't have to say nothing. You know what I mean? Whatever you doing, that's what we doing. You hear me? Yes, sir.
So you're right. I'm glad you laid that out, you know, because the deal is you got to be, right on. This is a historical, put that in political, historical context, you know, I mean, legend, you know what I'm saying? Freedom All Radio, Intellectual Radio Insight. You know what I'm saying? So Cassie said, okay, I heard him say that, you know what I'm saying? That's a listen to this piece. What, give us one of the pieces from the background inspiration. When you record, I'm asking this, like even with the Chain Gang, Lou Rawls talked about how him and Sam Cooke was riding past that Mississippi. They come through into the brothers out there, you know, so on the Chain Gang, and how Sam Cooke had, you know, pulled over and said, man, I got, you know, got to get them some cigarettes. And they came back with some cars and cigarettes and stuff, and they left the cigarettes with them. And talking about when they came back and done the song, Lou Rawls saying it's like a little theme noise in there. But that's actually Lou Rawls hitting the bar stool with a Coca-Cola bottle. You know what I'm saying? That's what that background information, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you're like, damn, that's where it came from. That's what inspired that song, so on and so forth. So give us one of the songs, you know what I'm saying, the background, just a scoop that Freedom All Radio, that's radio, you know what I'm saying, that we said we had to scoop on one of the songs and give us a background inspiration.
Okay, I say this song, you know, kind of giving you a whole summary. Just with the title alone, it's called What a Life. So it's kind of like Louis Armstrong saying, it's a wonderful world. You know what I mean? So this is my modern day Louis Armstrong, you know, being from Louisiana, the birthplace of jazz, the blues next door. Mm-hmm. When you go for us, when you say, you know, some of the guys I listen to, I don't just listen to the rap genre music. I listen to all genres of music, and in particular, one of my oldest and favorites is Robert Johnson. You know what I mean? That we not bloodline. My granddaddy was Johnson, and he was a blues guy that just didn't turn national or corporate in that sense. So that was in the house when I was a kid. He made me play the blues all over. You know, I used to hate the blues as a kid, but now, you know, I love the blues. The older you get, you understand the language and interpretation. So that's my heritage. You know, my uncle always played all acoustic instruments from congas to bongos. So I've been playing drums and congos and bongos since I was 4 or 5 years old, and the whole set by five, you know what I mean? So it was always in the house. Everybody was talented. My grandmother was like the president of the choir at our, you know, Southern Baptist Church. So I sung in the choir young before I was 10. I was in the opera. I could sing soprano. So all the talent was there. But my glitch came around 82, 83, definitely with Run DMC and Nucleus and the Sugar Hill Gang. And eventually, you know, I mean, the Juice Crew, when you're talking MC Shan. You know, I had a cousin used to go up to New York from the South. And in New York, I done been in 40 or so states in the country. But New York is one of the few, you know, 10 at least East Coast states that I hadn't lived in or even toured or anything in my 20-plus year career. Mm. So, but I had that New York connection to where my cousin was getting, he'll go to New York for the weekend for summer and come back with a tape that he'll just take a TDK or a Maxell tape and record Kiss FM, rest in peace to Mr. Magic up there, you know, DJ Red Alert and Marley Marl. So he'll bring everything that Marley Marl was playing on the radio, which was that origin of the Juice Crew, MC Shan, and, you know, eventually Daddy Kane, Cool G Rap, Roxanne, Shantae. So I had those tapes in Louisiana before anybody ever hear that. So my skills was based upon, in one sense, learning from the New York MC, you know what I mean? So I was battle rapping it for freestyle before I could write. So I say I probably was rapping about 82, but I didn't learn to formulate my poetry to, we was fortunate enough to get a poetry teacher by the time I was in the fourth grade that came and taught us how to write haiku poems and so on and so forth. So I learned to formulate my writing based on that and different aunts and uncles that wrote poetry around the house. So I took all that and grasped it. I studied a little Shakespeare, the Edgar Allan Poe, the Langston Hughes, and you name them. And just for that deafness as a lyricist, LL Cool J, you know, rap just kept, that was that golden age of hip-hop, the KRS-One. When people ask me to put it in five MCs, I can't do that because the East Coast is one coast, the West Coast is another, the Midwest, Chicago is a whole nother. You know what I mean? And the South is definitely, it's a worldwide epidemic. I'm doing a record in Russia right now, to the Ukraine, and these guys rapping the language. You can feel the intensity and the cadence, which I don't understand. You know what I mean? So that's the beauty of hip hop. You know what I mean? As far as that cultivation. As far as the whole culture, it's different things we all come together for. I mean, we can't all talk together in a room, but we can sing in harmony, and that's considered harmony. Anything else is babbling, you know what I mean? So when you mention that, yeah, you know what I mean, to up speed it. So I sum all my whole life. I always go back to the origin, really starting in the heavens. Before we get to the earth and all that cosmic life, you know, I listen to George Clinton, Parliament, and Jimi Hendrix. So, you know, it's infinite by Marley. You know, I'm from the home of the gumbo, so I had the privilege to learn how the gumbo mix it all together. So when I'm doing that, I'm trying to reach all them zones and people in all those areas. And in reflection, I had the opportunity to go out. Like I said, we talking from Louisiana to Chicago. I can go to Mississippi, and Chicago and Mississippi is like cousins, you know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, and we talking Free Larry Hoover, Free Jeff Fort, you know, the origins of those OGs, they from Mississippi. Tookie Williams from New Orleans, you know what I mean? Raymond Washington, Texas. So, you know, when we go back and we trace our roots, and like I say, y'all before even the Blood and the Crippin, it was really that whole evolution of trying to emulate the Panthers. And see, you God bless child. If anybody know your story and watch the documentary, and they, you know, and I don't, you know, and not to bring up and ain't going to be as intense around it, you know what I mean? I can't imagine your evolution. I can always say that. That's why I say it's a given, man. I ain't say no more. When they look at the bullets that was riddled around your mother, man, and you in the embryo, hey, you can't find them that, bro. So from that, it ain't even a question. You know what I mean? Your problem is my problem. You know what I mean? It's a no-brainer. I remember you sending me the picture, and rest in peace, the young neighborhood Nip Hustle, and for him to be a younger cat than myself and yourself, and to say something like, hey, man, for me not to know who you is, I cannot be a black man in America, man. Well, I love you with life. Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. If it ain't about that, I don't care. I ain't about nothing. You hear me?
I heard you. You hear real talk, man. Hey, man. I hope y'all listening in. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Man, y'all bleed. You know what I'm saying? And y'all make sure y'all check out. Y'all cop that, man, with a light. I'm lucky right here. You know what I'm saying?
That ought to be your thing, man. From the beginning, what a life, man. You know what I'm saying? On your pops on down, what a life. See, look, I tell everybody this. When we look at these documentaries, when we see your daddy saying, I am a revolutionary, and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, they looked at 60 years old, part of the 60. But they don't understand that your pops was a 21-year-old. In that sense, as big as a man, and who he is, he was a kid. Fresh off of 18 at 21 years old, Martin Luther King died at 39, Malcolm X died at 39, and that's fourth child. So I live for that. You know, I'm cut off of that clock, and I'm old. You know what I mean?
So you
So anything else, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you're right. Real talk. Y'all, this uncut. We ain't cut no corners with y'all. This is real talk. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bleed, give it to y'all. You know, I mean, that's some mission you just made out, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I just, before you came in, we just talking about this sister. She was at school with Spurgeon J. Winters, you know what I'm saying? It was assassinated November 13th, 1989, Chicago. He got out, on two of Chicago's before he took him out. And she was just at school, and she and a man, one of the Clark brothers, and she talked about this, before she gave Mother Comrade a Corn Jet Award, you know, she lays out, man, and I just, you know, and this was summation just now again, man, just touches on, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad you put it in perspective, you know, the age range you're talking about, and again, it's something, because the deal is, they're going to keep on, as Malcolm X said, when they can't stop it, they're going to take the water down, change it, make something to be. And, you know what I'm saying, we see these books and these, you know, with unauthorized movies, what have you. But it's something that's fine, and those weeks, you know, we plant the seeds, you know what I'm saying, that artists gonna care, you know what I'm saying, this is the griots to the, you know what I'm saying, to the drums, to the, you know what I'm saying, to the blues, to the jazz, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna make sure these messages, you know what I'm saying, be carried on from generation to generation, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna go do some rough, we got to be innovative on just even our communication skills. You know, the time of the era of chattel slavery, when David Walker's appeal, you know, the 1800s, they say, you know, the Cold War, you know, they was transferring, and they was kidnapping Africans on the slave ships, they put them on different slave ships. It was passing David Walker's appeal to each other, you know what I'm saying? And just that, how we, you know, just that communication, you know what I'm saying? So I'm inspired. I'm I'm inspired, you know what I'm saying, that the sentence you gave, you know what I'm saying, things met with H. Rod Brown, that you know, Chandler said helping Deborah Johnson, so many others, man. We gonna make sure we put that pill in the apple song, we put that message in that music, yeah. We're gonna keep on doing that nephew. So love and respect,
yeah.
Man. Love and respect, nephew.
That's the always, though. Always. That's how it is. We just seized, man, from that same fallen tree, man. You know, back to Billie Holiday, man. Yeah, I'm from the home where it's black body still swinging, man. So, yeah, we just don't seize. That's all. You know, each one teach one. So I appreciate the tripping out on for life, you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
If you
just add on to you say about Chicago being like a little bit, they still call Chicago, you know what I'm saying? I remember getting to New Orleans one time, and sister seeing each other talking. She said, "Where you from down south? What part of South? Part of South you from down there?" And I laughed. So the accent, you know, just even you know, point out, you know, saying, Cookie Williams, Raymond Washington, you know, what I'm saying, you know, founders and generals of the Crips, you know, what I'm saying, today, you know, what I'm saying, Chandler Brown, the Black Panther Party, you know, Chief Malik, Stone, General Ed Hoover, Grover Development, so on and so forth from there. That lineage, I mean, with some kids, man, I can't Channel 3 talking fast. And I take pride in that. You go back and listen to a lot of you, I say, it's our vernacular, you know what I'm saying? Our jargon, you know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know what I'm saying, again, it's reflective of things, you know what I'm saying? Where we at, where we been at, who we been colonized by, and how we taking views on our own terms, you know what I'm saying? So, again, this I'm glad you also pointed out the different contradictions that are not necessarily antagonistic contradictions, like even the different codes, the music. Like you say, okay, give me five MCs. It's not that simplistic. You take into account different locations, all of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's something like, you know, we talking about food, talking about music, what have you. You have to take into account all of that, weather, location.
I say that great migration, you know, from Africa to here, we still traveling around. You know, we just some lost tribes, you know, in this concrete jungle, like Bob Marley say. That's all it is. It's just that great migration, just like the animals. You know, we move around. It's all bloodline. Look, I say this, and some people might not agree with me. I say this is the greatest incest story I know of. God, all our father, we all brothers and sisters. So it's that great migration, man, from Amazon. Yeah. So we still moving around. We figuring it out. It's his speed. It ain't our speed.
We never let no people tell us what to do. You know what I'm saying? We always have to do. Y'all hearing this live and direct from my nephew, man. Y'all bleed, y'all. Again, man, y'all bleed before we go, man. Let us know one more time. What's that way of saying? How can we get this piece, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, again, those of you, man, when we go get that new music, man, when you come with that, man, what a light. It's ready to roll. It's hot up the presses, don't, man. Don't wait till this meal get cold. You can feel it.
Yeah, you're right. Look, let me give it to him. Look, I don't want to miss nobody. It's a phenomenal record. You know, we ain't just pushing the envelope. It's available on all the social media sites from Spotify to Apple, Google, you know what I mean, music, so on and so forth. But my personal label and website, where it's direct, you can go to www.trapdoorent.biz, B-I-Z. And it features, of course, Uncle Chairman Fred, you know what I mean, from the original Black Panthers. And guys, I was John the Uncle, the real Freeway Rick from out of California, man. That's a lot of knowledge.
So you're right.
And gang. So you know,
right.
My uncle
right
out there, you know what I mean? Well, I call Uncle Pimpin',
yeah.
Pimpin' King out of Milwaukee, man. So you know. What you say, Uncle?
Yeah.
Okay, I was listening.
He been on the show. He been on our show a couple times.
Okay, yeah, that's beautiful. You know, we all family. You know, we all cut from the same cloth one way or the other. Mentioning you on the political mass. I mean, you one of the greatest revolutionaries I know. Like I tell you, if it ain't you, it ain't no nothing for black power in the country. And I mean that on my life, blood, and spirit. But far as for all the D-Boys is in the game, that's the original D-Boy, Freeway Rick. So when you talking OG gang, you know, you can imagine the conversation of my license. You know what I mean? This is a guy that was under President Ronald Reagan, Oliver North, and the CIA, and, you know, y'all got the COINTELPRO thing. So it's a lot of knowledge and history. These guys got books.
Yeah.
I made one book. I'm doing a book right now on called Brotherhood 101. Shouts out to Sugar T, Farty Sister. She helped me put it together and put it out. So that's coming. It's in that whole direction of dedicating it to the one brother I got, but naturally to the brotherhood. I'm going to make sure I get that to you, Unc, when I finish. I'm on my last chapter. But trying to say this, mentioning Pimpin' Ken, you know, one of the greatest pimps, you know, since Iceberg Slim, since the, you know what I mean, since the Iceberg Slim books and, you know, Donna Goins and stuff like that, that really got colleges and real books and beyond just a, what you think pimping is, you know, for his knowledge and game. So them my unks in the game, Uncle Fred, Uncle Freeway Rick, Uncle Pimpin' Ken. Also featuring Skinny Pimp, Kingpin Skinny Pimp out of North Memphis. A lot of people don't know, you know, some portions of the movie Hustle and Flow is based off of Skinny Pimp. So all Skinny Pimp fans and Pastor Boy, you know what I mean, out of Atlanta, Trey D out the East Side is with Snoop and them, you know what I mean, Long Beach, California. So I got some real
Trey D,
You know what I'm saying? And my big bro, Shelly Sale, too, walk on there, too, you know what I mean? So as far as just a whole nation, I always go before myself and beyond me and come get it out y'all library and college and know what to do with it. You know what I mean? So y'all check that record out again. That's www.trapdoorent.biz. Holla at your boy. I'm in the building. I'm all around you. And I'll see you next month, man, at the Hampton House. You heard me?
Yes, sir. That's what it is. We locked and loaded, man. All right, nephew, man. I'm gonna see you at the Hampton House, man. We gonna get, this studio bumping. We gonna move some furniture in that studio, man. And we'll be going up.
To be continued, man. And you know, you hear alone that microphone, man. From day one, A1, man, stay one. You hear me? So to be continued.
Yes, sir. I love you, nephew. Y'all heard that, man. What
I love you too. Okay, I love you too. Hold it down.
Yes, sir. Our nephew gonna be coming to the Hampton House. We'll be on set next month. Y'all, y'all make sure y'all put it on y'all calendar. August 30th, the Chairman Fred Street Party is going down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bleed in the building. Y'all know what that is. Y'all better check it out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't come on here from Wikipedia. Pull this show up again. Replay it again, man. Y'all bleed. You know what I'm saying? How you do that there? With a light? That's what it is, y'all. We live in the rest
of
the world. Yes, sir. Making history. Yes, sir.
Free them all, long. Hold it down.
Free them all, nephew. Free them all.
Yes, sir.
That's Young Bleed, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Love. I see y'all scraping the street. We'll meet you in the building. Traffic, I see you. Free them all. Right off the bar. That's what it is. DJ, I see you, my brother. I'm going to call me. I'm going to get back. I'm going to get black to you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. So, Conrad, let us know if we got any callers in queue. I think Ori's supposed to be calling me in also. I know we don't. I'm looking. Conrad,
free them all, brother. Chairman, no callers in queue.
Callers,
if you'd like to come in
queue,
please press 1.
929-477-3785. Press 1 to be, you know what I'm saying, to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Come on in, y'all. Y'all heard that, y'all. It's real talk, you know what I'm saying? And again,
free them all, Mr. Chairman.
Free them all.
On the move.
Free them all. We have a caller in queue. Call it 347.
It's Brother Ori. On the move.
That's Brother Ori on the deck. On the move. Live and direct, y'all. We moving and grooving, y'all. We not hitting the brakes, y'all. We ride past the stop sign. Matter of fact, let me say this, another PSA, people service announcement. Y'all be heads up on these new laws they got too, though. If you just touch the telephone, you know, in the car, you know, they pull people over, you know, somebody else said text and so on and so forth. That's one of the things they snuck in on the fine print when they passed the marijuana legislation, Council Clapping. This and all the other stuff is going on. Gas prices going up, everything. So heads up on that, y'all. That being said, we move right along, y'all. We talking about I mentioned earlier the contribution of this brother here, you know, the consistency. You know what I'm saying? This brother I'm talking about, so whether it be on the streets of Philadelphia, New York, you know what I'm saying, what have you. You know what I'm saying? Going through the council of business, you know what I'm saying? Pushing these campaigns when it's not, you know what I'm saying, even when it's not popular, you know what I'm saying? You know, help mobilizing these events, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, again, I mentioned the phenomenal event that was convened in New York, you know what I'm saying? It still remains fresh in the minds and hearts of the masses of the people. And it's also on the dome, get these needed, well needed updates, these inspiration
know what I'm saying, Mike Africa, you know what I'm saying, Debbie Africa, you know, Jamie, you know what I'm saying, Beachley, Eddie Africa, touching down, and you know what I'm saying, we, you know, gravity, not sitting back getting comfortable, saying, hey, we still moving, y'all, we, you know what I'm saying, we got to deal with Africa, I'm not going to move now, we got, we have with tomorrow, Sunday out of come, so many others, though. But with that being said, Ori, welcome to CMR Radio, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Give us an update, what's happening with this. I know we've been hit with this news back to back. It's inspiring, you know, to see these forces, you know, still, you know what I'm saying? I mean, still standing, still talking about, you know, the remaining movement, presence, still talking about the remaining people, you know, everything from Mike Africa Jr., you know what I'm saying, with Debbie Africa, you know what I'm saying, you know, really fighting in political court, you know what I'm saying, you know, the birth of her son, you know what I'm saying, people talking about natural foods and all this, you know what I'm saying, before it became popular and all, you know what I'm saying, the doulas, how to take care of, you know what I'm saying, and this camaraderie, you know what I'm talking about, you just see some of the footage of Eddie Africa now, you know, and Janet and talked about how it really impacts him, you know, how this, that sticks to my mind. Him and Delbert Africa would beat together. You know what I'm saying? It's the type of bonds that, you know, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, that in struggle, that you have. With that being said, let us know what's going on, brother, or, you know, where we at, what's going on with Eddie Africa, what we got, you know, what's the next steps of moving forward? Do you sit back and get comfortable? Where we at, man? What's the next steps? We're talking about you guys, the move, man, case, and other cases in general.
Yes, sir. Well, first, on the move to everyone on Free and More Radio, thank you for having us tonight. You know, it's good to be on here again. It's good to be, you know, you say, educating the masses, getting everybody ready. So we just want to thank you all for having us on here. So this is where we're at
on
in the basic
thing. We thank you all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So our brother Eddie Africa came home 2 weeks ago on Friday, June 21st. After close to 41 years of political imprisonment, Eddie, one of the Move 9, who was convicted August 8, 1978, he's been parole eligible since 2008, 11 years now. This January 2019, he went before the PA Parole Board, but I don't remember which hearing this was because he's had so many and has been denied so many times. And, you know, then he had the basic hearing, it seemed good, it went good. So it was just the waiting period then. Our brother had to wait a period of 3 months before a decision was rendered in his parole hearing. April 1st, Eddie found out that he was going to be paroled, basically. So after years of fight, years of struggle, another one of the Move 9 was granted parole. Eddie was given a release date for August 6th. We was able to push some things up through the wonderful work of attorneys at law, Brad Thompson and Brett Grote, to where Eddie was released on Friday morning, June 21st at 8 a.m. from a state correctional institution in Phoenix, Pennsylvania. And what happened, this came literally a month, 4 weeks, after our sisters Janet and Janine Africa was released on parole too, after an 11-year battle with the Pennsylvania Parole Board. So due to public pressure, due to supporters like you, Chairman Fred, and the Prisoners of Conscience Committee and the Black Panther Cubs and people all over the world, this government and the Pennsylvania Parole Board, they're starting to succumb to the pressure and starting to release move political prisoners.
Yes, indeed.
And this is a joyous time right now, but as our sister said, and as our brother Eddie said, we're not celebrating at this time because, you know, our brother Delbert Africa is still inside, Chuck Africa is still inside, and the reason why we're highlighting particularly our brother Delbert Africa right now, because Delbert was given a 5-year parole hit back in 2017, and this government has always singled out our brother Delbert. They always saw him as the leader of MOVE. You know, he was a survivor of the August 8th beating, the televised beating that people all over the world saw. He's a symbol against the fight against police brutality and police terror. They have always singled out Delbert for his outspokenness, and this is no different now with the 5-year parole hit. They want to ensure that Delbert dies in prison. They have to start giving ground, letting move people out of jail because they're innocent. And they want to keep Delbert. Like we said, he was given a 5-year hit. He appealed his hearing a year ago. He didn't get a word. But due to public pressure and the power of the people in which he was talking about, they succumbed to the pressure. This September 2019, our brother Delbert Africa is going back before the Pennsylvania Parole Board and was granted his appeal hearing. So he's going to see the parole board this September instead of 2021. That's the power of the people.
This September? This
September,
September 2019. Hmm? We got to start getting prepped up. Our phone call, you know what I'm saying? Put the minutes on your phone, whatever you got to do. Get your pen and paper ready, you know what I'm saying? If you can, you can get on down and put it. I know some hell of a mobilizer going on down there. And, you know, they stopped me from visiting Delbert just a few times, man. But can you mention that Delbert, just for those who may not know, that picture that people may have seen, the picture, if you describe that picture, this is August 8, 1978, when MOVE was attacked, when they dropped a bomb on, the government dropped a bomb on MOVE. And as you said, you know what I'm saying? They were locked up, but that picture that many of us may have seen did not make the connection there with who Delbert was. Can you put that picture in context of Delbert Africa?
No doubt. Basically, what happened, it shows Delbert, an unarmed Delbert Africa, coming with his shirt off out of the basement where police fired thousands of rounds of ammunition at women and children. You know, Delbert was actually shot that day on August 8th, 1978. You know, as MOVE members started, you know, coming out the basement, babies were snatched from their mother's arms. Cops was pulling dreadlocks out of babies' tender heads. You know, they started to beat everybody, but all of the men was beat. But Delbert was the only one caught on camera. Delbert with his arms in the air, showing he's unarmed. And if you see the picture, you see a cop positioned to hit him in the head with a steel helmet. The other cop, you know, hitting him with a rifle butt in the jaw, kicking him on the head in the pavement. You know, this is how much they hate Delbert. And what we're saying is we definitely need the city of Chicago to stand up in September. And we say that because Delbert is a Chicago native. He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, and to give people another history lesson to show how it's all connected, Delbert served in the Chicago chapter of the Black Panther Party with Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. They was comrades. So it's all connected. One struggle, one fight.
We getting ready for September. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna repeat that again, y'all. Deal with Africa. We still held captive. Chuck Africa still held captive. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we gonna make that connection. You know what? It's something to add to something you just said too, though. I've been out of place, but Philadelphia is really like Philadelphia. It's really like the whole, like the politics of it too, like the Chicago, the whole mafioso. We look at Mumia Abu-Jamal's case. There's different dynamics. Even the different areas with the abandoned buildings. It's a grittiness that reminds me so much of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? The racism, the blatant. I remember some we mobilizing downtown one time, and I forget what these business is from. And that the construction workers, they were talking real grimy, real slimy through the top of them scaffolds and stuff. You see the lady, still typical mafioso, the racist and everything. He said, hey, minister of conversation, Pam Apple told the cars and the caravan to hold on for a minute. He shut the whole downtown down. He said, hey, dude got to come down. He got to get off work that day, got an early release that day, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I'm just thinking about just the connections, you know what I'm saying? I go around our color to Philadelphia, I see that the politics of it, it's a connection, you know what I'm saying? The whole grindiness to it, though, yeah. So we on deck, you know, so we making sure. Y'all seen that picture before. This is before the cell phone, you know, people take the cell phone pictures, so on and so forth. You know, this is, you know what I'm saying, the news report, it was so blatant. The pictures the news reporters were taking, and, you know what I'm saying, and they blatant attack. And again, I mean, we're not saying that they dropped a bomb on the police or some just sort of slick sound by the week, but it's not a term, you know, a metaphor or something we use. This actually happened. This actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they've been continuously attacked. You know what I'm saying? In the council, they have to cut the dreadlocks up, do this and that. And then even discussion people have about, you know, natural childbirth, you know, eating healthy. You know, look at Mike Africa Jr. You know what I'm saying? Look at even the babies that were already talking about that they took. All the departments, mm-hmm. the Children Family Services, they were trying to take the children and turn them against the parents of whom. And they came back to my house surprised and, you know, how intelligent the children were, how shocked they were. You know, this is the state saying it. You know, and, again, you know, check out this case, you know what I'm saying, what has been done, and the importance, you know what I'm saying, we get out the different cases. In fact, next year,
2020 will be the 35th anniversary of the May 13th, 1985 bombing of MOVE, the murder of 11 people, 6 adults and 5 children, murdered by officials, the police, whose job is to serve and protect. But as you can see, they're not serving and protecting. They're maiming and killing people.
I know you're going to be touching that with Delvin soon. He doesn't know Chicago. He forgot him. You know, so he doesn't know Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. We ain't forgot him. The community's not forgot him. And Chuck Africa, we have not forgotten him. That's, you know what I'm saying? We have not forgotten him. And we're going to do everything we can on this end and every other end to make sure, you know what I'm saying, these forces are able to be right there on the ground themselves in the community for this upcoming year, for the 35th, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying, with what happened. We can never forget, you know what I'm saying? Again, just give us contact information on what, you know, what Facebook, whatever, how people can be updated on different campaigns, and how people can, you know what I'm saying, if they can't make it to Philadelphia directly, what can they do? And make sure we stay in contact, we can be ready. As soon as y'all get hands up September, flood them letters in, flood them call-ins in, you know what I'm saying? And also, the call-in going on, I'm going to be up with Jamal's healthcare. So we got to stay on these cases. Give us some contact information, Brother Ori.
Yes, sir. For more info, people can always go to www.onamove.com. Again, that's www.onamove.com. And if people want to get involved, they can always call the MOVE organization at 215-387-4107.
This is the last minute call to you. You always on duty. I respect and appreciate you. Give everybody I love. Anything that did I miss anything? Any more updates that should be put out?
No, sir. We got everything there. And, you know, like we said, we got a serious situation going on with our brother Momia right now. You could Google Momia Abu Jamal. Different websites, different information will come up. But the situation is critical. This government is still trying to kill Momia, and they're trying to take him apart through, you know, lack of medical care piece by piece. But it's up to us, the people, to save our brother, and we're going to do this. We ain't backing up.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
Yes, indeed.
We can't forget Momia Abu Jamal. We cannot forget Delbert Africa. We cannot forget Chuck Africa. We cannot forget our people. You know what I'm saying? Well, Hill Capital, the most concentration camps. Y'all, again, we have to make sure we keep that connection. One prison, one contact. Write them, correspond with them, you know what I'm saying? We need y'all on deck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know what I'm saying? We got Eddie Africa back, and look at that video footage, you know what I'm saying? The pain, still standing strong, you know what I'm saying? Again, free movie, y'all, with you all. Free the movie, man, free them all. This is another edition, y'all, of Free Them All Radio, informationradio.com, y'all. Phenomenal, again, let's keep making history, taking history, taking history, you know what I'm saying? Again, an honor, Angel Dixon, Robert Taylor in the building. Todd, I see you. It's good to see you, my brother. There's no doubt about it. Tiffany, I see you in the building. That's what it is. Free them all. You'd like to know the
free them all.
James Wilson, Daniel, free them all. But you tell you,
I'm signing out.
Free them all.
On the move. I love y'all.
On the move. Free them all. On the move. That was Ori the move. Y'all keep up with this page. Keep up with them websites. Y'all, again, it's been an honor. It still is an honor to serve. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Long Island City, Deputy Chairman Fred, have Long Island City, Deputy Tomorrow Clark. August 30th, y'all start making y'all way to Chicago for the Chairman Fred Street Party. Y'all heard Young Bleeds, they gonna be in there, they gonna be in the studio. We gonna move more of the furniture. We gonna hit the mics and make it do what it do, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Tomorrow, come to the house now, 4 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? We gonna be doing the Still Not Independence Day, barbecuing it all in. Water gun fight for the youth, y'all. You two get ready, because you know, so we coming out blazing. That's what it is, y'all. We can call Free Them All. I can go another episode. Free Them All.
Now I need y'all to take y'all seatbelts off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been so, so long. My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been so, so long.
That's right, June 6th, 7 and 4. I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't break the mind. Taking line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. I stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design. I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last. You get it stuck up, I snuck up. All with no mask, the blast struck up. In conversation, over stash and cash. Up, up, in the way, all day. I be running the hash, pup, up, in the way, all race. It's a turn up, pass, not a dead and great shot. Lay to my sermon, the mask. Trust us when I say, pop, lay. Take a moment and fast, fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be a man. Watch some big plan to keep the club in the state pit. Down spinning over the years, I can down spinning. Over wrong, the double squad, that's right. Another beggar, life of a player like this. Resurrected like Christ, what up, DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a crew sub. Big man, it ain't nothing nice, just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie, that's to my clip. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick. One day at a time, like a snotty. I do this, that blueprint. Ghetto survivor, my new shit. Ghetto music, I'ma get lava like cool quick. KRS1, S1W, true shit. Have a blessed one, I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone, at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true fit. It's to each his own, on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let it hang, keep it cool. I hope I live to be a man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state pit. Down spinning over the years, I can down man. Over wrong, the number four, I wasn't little 20.
Now, look for it from out chairman.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clink. This here be the chairman, Fred Hopper Jr. Now, I'm finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path to politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast them with their badges, or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state team. When Richard Milhouse Nixon, to Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long-ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt-ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, you die by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers got them either put us up 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or place us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was damned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kissed the casket so much, if you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my post just to see if I'm still living. Nah, I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party come with me. For one fourth of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another four for that, in some sense of the words. For lack of better terms, I've been practicing essentially, got them on the run. Now add all that up. Got them together, including the last, get them a quarter and four. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to motherfucking courts. But goddamn it, here this warning to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. So the feeling needs to be explained. Y'all done heard the verse of this song. When it's on, it's on.
My nigga is on.
I hope I live to be a man. I think we got some big plan to keep the brother in the state pit. I'm spinning over the years, I can stack man. Moving wrong, the number four, I wouldn't
live. The same New York Police Department, the same system, the statue of life of Eric Garner. That's the same
sister sessions like for Erica Gardner. Dig, we honor Erica Gardner. Get them alone here, Erica Gardner. Get them, we ride for Erica Gardner. Call Fear Mark.